Peter and John didn't go up to that gate and said, now, we're going to try this. Man, I know you've been here all your life. You never walked before. We're going to try this and see what happened. He didn't say that, did he? What did he say? He told that man, that man had his little cup holding out for some money or coin. And he said, silver and gold. I don't have any of that. Have I none? But such as I have, give I thee. What did he say? Such as I have. Let me ask you, is Peter different from us? Did he come from another world? Or did he live on planet Earth? Did he breathe air like we breathe? Did he eat food that come out of the ground, that the ground grew and fishes come out the water? Did he? Now, why is the devil allowing the devil to cheat you and tell you what you can't do? If God did it for one, he'll do it for all. And for this to work, you get in the word and learn how to work it and where to work it. Am I communicating? It's time to go through the door of this revelation truth. Now let me take you just a little further and I'm out of here. I'm about two shakes and out. You know what that means? I'm starting to land for the first time. Now notice that he said, I read again, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is what? His body. Listen to this. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. He said, this is where he said it to me. He said, this is my body. You think I'm going to allow? Will I be pleased with something else filling my body? I'm going to fill my body with the fullness of who I am. You're going to do what? I'm going to feel. That's why he's teaching you how to sit down to the table and eat. You don't sit down to any table and just go to eating. You better know what's on that table. And the table I eat from, the Lord is the shepherd of. I'll get that on the way home. I said, the table that I feed from, the Lord is the shepherd of that table. And everything I need, I eat. It gives me health and strength, peace and joy, prosperity and success. So listen to this. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now here's what I want to take you and close. We get started. It's all right to get started, right? All right. Go to the third chapter of Ephesians. Thank you, Jesus, because we're coming back to the first chapter. Because something else, not today, but next time. Okay. Paul was further praying for the church, and the Holy Spirit gave him these words to write. This is what he said. For this cause, for this reason, this is what the King James reads. For this reason, hallelujah, for this cause, I bow my knees. I do what? I bow my knees. Unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me read this one. This verse from the passion. So I kneel humbly in awe before our Father, before the God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Verse 15, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on the earth. He is a perfect Father. The reason so many homes are in the trouble they're in, dysfunctional, broken, twisted, they don't have the father figure. That father to be the leader of that household, bringing that family into the revelation knowledge of God, that their children can grow up and become God inside minded and walk in life above these circumstances of life, that they can be winners and not losers. They can be victorious and not jailbirds. They can be more than conquerors and not dope dealers and dope peddlers. Come on. But when that child is brought into the world without a father figure, with no God in sight, and they just kicked around from pillar to post, that child's chances, opportunity of making it in life is slimmed down. Am I right? But when you will take the time and be obedient to the scripture, to the teaching, and make sure your child is brought up in a godly atmosphere, that you would teach them the word of God and be a father and not a woman chaser or a drug dealer or just a somebody that chased after garbage. Hello? And I understand you have a responsibility to make sure this child or these children are properly taught and trained so they can be prepared to live their lives, so they can pass the same thing on to their children. And it will go on from one generation to another. You know, it's strange to me, and this is my final words. It's strange to me how we can agree and don't pay too much attention for evil to be transferred from one generation to another, and then don't think righteousness can be transferred from one generation to another. It's strange to me. We accept this wicked practice in society and just go along with it. But when you start talking about godliness, we start saying, I got my right. You right. You got your right to obey God and bring your children up. Because if we don't stop it, it's going to continue. And when Jesus comes, those who are not ready are going to be left behind. Am I right? Praise God. I trust I said something that will help you today to walk over into this, come over into this realm, because we are going to walk in spiritual things to accomplish God's assignment for us in this hour. Amen.